That is very high. Has he got enough? He has. McCullum this time with a six off the final ball of the over. And I don't think Joe Menny's going to get another one. Well, this is high. How far has it gone? Has he got enough on it? Yes. A big six for Brendan McCullum.
There we go. Plenty of action last night down at Cadinia Park, Bryce, which was good to see some big bash back down there. I thought the pitch was a lot better last night.
Yeah, really good wicket. And, well, the Brisbane Heat batting first took full advantage of that good wicket.
4 for 192 they made. The Melbourne Renegades in reply all out for 91. And one man who picked up a couple of wickets along the way was Josh Lalor, 2 for 12 from his three overs. They shared the wickets around last night, the Heat, and it gets them back on track in this big bash. Josh, good morning and welcome to RSN 927.
Good morning, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, you're up early, but I think you're up early watching the NFL. Are you a Pats fan?
No, I'm not a Pats fan, luckily. Unfortunately, I'm a bit of a Browns fan. So, better things coming this year.
Yep.
But it's a bit of a stinker, to be honest, this game. So, yeah, could have had an extra 2 hours sleep, I think.
No doubt about that. Do many of the boys get up to watch it? Have you got a few NFL fans up at the Heat?
We've got a couple. Not many that get up at 5 past 5. more of the coaching staff, to be honest. James Hopes and Dan Vittori are big NFL fans, but I don't think they got up this early. They might watch the Saints-Eagles game in an hour or so, I think.
Comprehensive last night, Josh. Really set the tone early on with the bat, but then shut the game down. It's one of the biggest wins of all time in the Big Bash.
Yeah, the boys played really, really well. As you mentioned, Bryce, you thought the wicket was a bit better. I don't think it was a 192 wicket or whatever we got in the end. full credit should go to the Bash brothers, or the three boys at the top of the order there, who I thought batted out of their skin. Actually, Brian did a fantastic job, as he has done for us most of the tournament, setting the foundation for Lenny and Barrett to do their thing. And then, as a bowling unit, when we bowl really well, we pride ourselves on being really, really clinical. And we were lucky to do that, I think, in the power play, which sort of set the scene for the rest of the innings. So I think we were really good in both power plays, and that probably set up the rest of both innings.
Josh, you've really got some weapons at the top of the batting order there, and it seems like they handed over the role of the real aggressor. So Max Bryant, right from the top, like he really set the tone. He was going hard from the start, where Brendan was just sort of working the ball around a little bit. Then it got handed over once he went out. Brendan started going hard, and Chris was Lenny was a bit quiet at the start of his innings and really set himself to then bat through the innings. Has that been conscious from the team? Because in the first few games, it seems like you were just going all helter-skelter, see how hard we can go for 20 overs, and it didn't quite work out. Has the reins been pulled and tightened up a little bit to work in those partnerships?
I don't think so. I don't think consciously, to be honest. I think the boys have just naturally worked on being able to bat in partnerships a little bit more rather than both guys going at the same time. And as you said, it looked like there were times when some of the boys took some time to get into their innings, and you turn around and you're able to score 192 with guys giving themselves time, which sounds a little bit counterintuitive. So there's some super talented players in that batting order. We didn't get to see much of some of our better players again last night. Like, we know the Demis, the Cutty can often do it, the Ben Cunning can often do it at the end of the innings as well. So again, it comes back to being a little bit more game aware, I think, and hopefully innings like last night, with the guys being able to, as you said, hand off the responsibility at times, and still end up with a mammoth score. Hopefully that's something they can aim for the rest of the tournament.
In terms of crafting in innings too, and we saw it last night from McCullum and Lynn, there was no rush at the start. I mean, they were both pretty happy to be 20 off 20 and work their way into the game. How important is that for, say, the top five or six batsmen at each club? Because there are periods where players will come in, and for those who bat further down the order, where they can't really get settled and they have to smack it around as soon as they come in. Now, how important is it for those top order batsmen?
Yeah, I think it's crucial. It's probably more crucial for the guys at the top of the innings, and then as you slide down the order, the necessity to probably be 20 off 12 or 13 probably becomes more of a priority. But as you said, and as we've just spoken about, you can be 20 off 20 if you have that ability to ramp it up later on. And, you know, the Big Bash is just about as good a tournament, 2020 tournament is in the world, any team's top three or four could probably afford to be 20 off 20 and then look to get 60, you know, end up 60 off 40 down the line. So we're very lucky, but we understand that that's going to happen against us at times as well. So we need to be ready to combat that.
Josh, straight after the game, is the first thing you do is cast your eye to the table, because you dropped early games and now you're playing catch-up. Yeah, you've got a game in hand on a majority of the teams now. You've played seven, you're 3-4. But if you win your next one, it's 4-4 and it's just even Steven with still six games to go after that. I'm saying a lot of numbers, a bit confusing.
Yeah, that's
right. But is that a real goal, to get to that 4-4 and then you can launch from there?
I'm a bit of a nerd, so you're exactly right. I go straight to the table, and I'm just stinging for us to get back to even, so then we can start. One, it's probably a suggestion that we're starting to play some good cricket, but just stinging to get sort of back to even first, and then we can go again and have another run to finish the season really well. So we've got some good games coming up this week. We play both Sydney teams. We play the Thunder at the Gabba, which will be a good game for us, and then we head back to Sydney to play the Sixers. So, you know, if we can hopefully get a little run of wins together and get back to 5-4 by the end of the week, that'd be great. But I think at 0-3, there were some itchy butts around the dressing room. But as you've got to understand that everyone's got to play 14 games and not everyone's going to win 12 of them. So the competition traditionally has always been tight. And 7-7 or 8-6 is probably going to get you into that fourth spot. So for us, it's just about finding that brand of cricket we can play consistently. We know you're not going to win nine games in a row, but you need to have an identity and you need to be able to reproduce that a little bit. So I think at the start we weren't able to do that, and we're getting a bit closer now.
Well, we're certainly seeing some good form. One of the things that stands out when you look at the table is your net run rate. It's the best in the competition, even though you're in the sixth position. I know you'd be all over this. It's good to see you are that statistician within the team. Do you find a lot of your teammates go to you and go, "What does this mean, Josh? Where are we at now?" Because some of them just could care less. They just play the game, see the ball, hit the ball. But are you the go-to in terms of that type of stuff? And even during the game, maybe, you know, run rate required. What do we need to do here? What's the equation, Josh? Are they always going to you?
Not just yet. I think when probably around that 10-11 game mark, I think a few questions will start coming my way. What do the scenarios look like for us to be in different positions? But you're exactly right. I came off last night, or sort of towards the end of the game, I was sort of thinking this is an extra half win. It's almost the equivalent of a bonus point sometimes. But again, you could be on the end of a 100-run loss on Thursday and then you're back to square one. So I've noticed that if we knock off one of the Sydney teams, you know, as I mentioned, in the next week, they'll fall behind us given net run rate. So it's another opportunity for us. It's nice to know that if you get a win, you just jump another spot on the ladder, maybe potentially two. So, I think I'll get a few more of those questions around that 10 or 11 game mark as to what we need to do.
Josh, one last one before we let you go. Did you see the Muppet crawl over the tarp last night and almost take catch of the century and then almost kill himself on the way down?
What a star. The boys described him as moonwalking across the black tarp. He nearly caught it with his teeth in the end. That would have been a hell of a grab.
Well, at least Ben Cutting could have explained what that's like to go through. So,
that's exactly right.
How's he going, by the way? How's his head going?
It's looking better than what it was a week ago, to be honest. I don't know if his missus is particularly thrilled, but some of the things have done him some favours. But I think he's on the other side of it. But he was saying that when he wakes up in the morning, it feels really congested through there because the blood's probably settling. But I think he's probably on the other side of it now, and in a week's time, he'll be back to normal. So.
Good stuff.
Josh, all the best with the next game for the Heat. Back in action later this week. We look forward to it and look forward to seeing the Bash Brothers do their thing again. It was great fun to watch last night down at Cadinia Park. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, boys. And, it was great to get down to Cadinia Park. I watch a lot of the AFL, you know, from up in Sydney down there. And it was a pleasure to be able to get down there and see what the new stadium was like. So thanks for everyone for coming out.